Well, welcome back to the show. And if you think you're stressed out trying to multitask, just check out A Day in the Life of Katie Kempen, an FFA member at East Central High School in Texas. David Chancellor with News 4 in San Antonio reports.
Ask Katie Kempen what she does at East Central High School, and the answer is both impressive and exhausting.
What do you tell them that you do?
Everything. No, I'm just playing, but...
I don't think you are. I think actually
but
you do.
I try to do as much as I can. Everything that's on my resume, everything develops you as a person. One thing leads to the other. One accomplishment leads to the next accomplishment.
And another, and another. And it all starts and ends with the school's FFA program, which used to be Future Farmers of America. Now it's so much more.
It's a lot more than cows, plows, and sows. It has to do with leadership. It has to do with being a well-rounded person and being able to speak up for what you believe in. It's not just farming or working out in the fields anymore. It has a lot to do with leadership and your role in society.
In Katie's case, her role, take your pick. President of the school's FFA, Beta Club, National Honor Society. She's number 6 in her class and a 4-year letterman in cross country.
Katie, she's so well-rounded. Yep. She's poised. She's popular. She does set a great example as a role model, as a speaker, as a student, as an FFA member. So really, it's one of those kids, we want them to push to be her or be just like her.
Her niche, as she puts it, is a caretaker of God's creatures. She's raised 8 to 10 animals a year for the last 10 years.
I totally have an attachment to every animal that I've raised. I treat them with respect, and I know that eventually they're going to have to go into our food supply. And so, yeah, we have an attachment, the time period that we have that I have them. However, at the end of the day, I know it's for the greater good.
Up at dawn, done at dusk. She spends up to 4 hours a day every day feeding and watering the animals. And yes, she has a favorite. A heifer named Penny.
But I think it's her attitude that makes me like her the best. They all have different personalities, okay. And hers is super sassy. She'll kind of swing her head, and she has a strut to her, and she knows she's good, and so she'll walk around the pen like she's the best, for sure.
Katie would know the look. She's part of a legacy at East Central, which has won 23 national championships for the ag program. 23 and counting.
We have 4 teachers here who teach 6 classes a day, so we are constantly rolling them in and out.
It's a program that finds kids like Katie and helps them become successful, or in her words, developing the future leaders of our country.
Having so many opportunities here at my high school is even better. Having so many clubs or organizations that you can be a part of, you can find your niche in. I think it's what is really cool about our campus is that everyone has a place here. You just have to find it.
Speaking of all the clubs and opportunities at East Central, there was a need to organize the focus between groups, a way to kind of share how each club is working in the community. Well, guess who did that? Katie, as a high school freshman. I'm David Chancellor, News 4 San Antonio.
Well, thanks again to News 4 in San Antonio for that story.